As we continue these days of the novena to the Holy Spirit, as we prepare for the great celebration of Sunday, the Feast of Pentecost, the gift to the Church for the time of Christ and to the end of time, of the one who would lead us and guide us in all truth and all wisdom. We also celebrate today the feast of a very wonderful saint, Saint Bernardine of Siena. Now, in some biographies, it says that he was born in Siena. Others, they say that he was born not too far, in the city of Massa Marittima, which is a sea town. That's why it's called Marittima. And either way, he was born in the year 1380. And very soon after he reached a certain age, he entered, even though it was still very early, he entered the Franciscan order of the regular observance. And there he was to be for the rest of his life. In the meantime, he learned philosophy and theology and canon law and civil law. He learned everything that could be learned. He was extremely wise and learned. He indeed had the gift of the Holy Spirit upon him. But one of the things for which he was known was his preaching. And if I were to copy him today, we would be here till midnight, because his sermons, and you in this day and age when priests say nothing, complain about how long the sermons are, Saint Bernardine of Siena's sermons lasted 3 or 4 hours. That's just a regular sermon, not on a feast day. So anyway, he preached and preached and preached. And one of the things about which he preached, and for which he is best known, is his tremendous love, and the collect of today's Mass attests to this, if you read it in your missals in English, since most of you do not know Latin, is his great love and reverence for the holy name of God, for the holy name of Jesus. And he would go from town to town, and he had a standard, a plaque, as it was, that he carried with him, and it was placed next to him when he preached. And it was round, and it had IHS, for Jesus. And, in fact, this would get him into trouble, which is ridiculous. But, you know, whenever you have enemies, they will do anything they can to do you evil. Well, they accused him of idolatry, saying that he wanted the people to adore this plaque with the name of Jesus on it, which, of course, could not have been farther from the truth. So anyway, he spent his life preaching devotion, love, reverence, and reparation for the holy name of God, for the holy name of Jesus. And in this day and age, and in this country, when most people, every other word is a blasphemy against God or against Jesus, this is most necessary, that we make reparation to our Lord. And of course, I always recommend that you say the divine praises that we say during benediction, which we shall say tomorrow night. Blessed be God, and so forth. We need to make reparation to God for all the sins against his holy name. And we have to make sure we are not participating in those horrible sins against the holy name of God, of Jesus, of the Blessed Mother, and so forth. And so today, as we celebrate these mysteries, we give thanks to God for this wonderful saint who died in the year 1444. He was not young, but he was not old, 64 years old, more or less, having preached all of his life in honor of God, in honor of his holy name. Never offend God, and if you do, make reparation immediately. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Of course, I remind you, taking the name of God or Jesus in vain is a mortal sin. If you die with that, you will go to hell. It is a mortal sin. So don't do it.